Use the background. Just rip the graphics from.
Justin's already working on it.
Yeah. But okay, you're just taking it. Because basically, if you just rip the WebSendMe background with that blue ribbon, and then you take your back button that you have in the WebSendMe Flash already, and then flip that over and have it
make it next.
Next. There you go.
And we'll have to add on the bottom, the reflection. Or
the reflection, yeah. Just add on that effect, and boom, there you go. It looks great. It'll be functioning. It'll be really good.
I agree. It's very nice.
Could it be
super? I can have that done for tomorrow.
And we could have that done for tomorrow. If we get the graphics mock-up, Chris can implement it right away. Fuck. Awesome. So we can get the galley going for that. For tickets, I'll try and fill the work for this that we're doing. But guys, move ahead without the tickets for now. Get those assigned later. But basically, Justin, if you can hear me. Again, taking the WebSendMe graphics, the arrow and the background, border, and then the shine. Oh, awesome. Perfect. Awesome. Good stuff. That's it. We're all hearing the same thing. Good.
Okay, I can send that to you. I can link that to you, actually.
Yeah, Chris can send that to you right now.
Awesome.
Oh. I don't need time to let the cells change.
But do you think, though, like, this is one way, like, again, when you're doing your Kijiji emails, all you have to do is be like, include, okay, hello, business, we're WebSendMe, we put the me back in the website. We've noticed your site, or we notice your business without any internet presence, and then we give them some statistics. Not too hard, but, you know, you could grow, you know, online. And then basically we said, here, check out some of our work. We have a link directly to that portfolio, actually. And then from there, again, we'll also include our site in the email. And then they can just see the product. Then we can say, you can do the spiel.
Ditto for me, man. Ditto for me.
Yeah. No. That's why I'm not in that type of sales. But I don't know.
I think you're a fine sales.
There's a certain crowd that I can sell ideas to. Everyone can, you know, communicate with a certain crowd of people, right? That's why, Scott, you can make friends with the general public, so that's why you feel comfortable with $100, not worrying about $20. I have the same network, too. So, I mean, you know, everyone works in their own way. So, having said all that, the portfolio, it can be implemented tomorrow, and then it won't really take much work to get that going. You just have it as a link in your email, and then you give them that form to fill out. We've included, you know, that development process. Check ticket 508, and that is...
No, just 8. He doesn't need the
8-0. If you put in the 8, it should get you to the ticket. So that outlines what we need from sales. So there's like an asterisk for domain name, an asterisk for contact information, about us, kind of... Those essential client information has to be made sure to be in that particular form or whatever.
And we just amalgamate step 2 and step 3 and make that one design process.
Yeah. So we definitely, you know, stuff like number of photos, if they have any content they want to provide, do they want a gallery, you know, that kind of information, you know, media that they want streamed or whatever, has to be all provided, and then I can make a design document from it. What are we doing?
Nothing.
Anyway, Scott, so what do you think? We're, I guess, all primed for that. So a sales strategy for sure is send an email with the link to the gallery and then have the form attached. Boom, that's it. That's one sale. Now, I don't know how it would work on calls necessarily. if you're doing calls...
Well, you do the same thing, just as a vocal process.
You could do, like, go to websiteme.com. That would be easier than, you know, any slashes or anything like that. Websiteme.com, and then tell them, okay, go click on the, you know, the button that says galleries. We'll have to make that icon very prominent, because we want that one to be the first thing they see. Justin, if you're seeing this, just make some graphic notes there. That will be something coming down the pipeline, is to make a prominent gallery graphic. Or maybe brighten up the, you know, the picture graphic that's already there, make it a little more luminescent. And make a less of a faint reflection, make the reflection a little harder. What's happening with that?
I don't know. He's just asking what would happen if we had a trillion website.
Okay, basically sales tactic, basically for Kijiji is make sure you include the demo site, gallery, our portfolio, and the form they want to fill out, you know, so we show it all up front.
No.
Too much information?
I'm thinking that's more of a process, a step-by-step process. That would be like step two for
okay.
Or something.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you get a bite first. It's like, hey, I like your site. Hey, you know, we're website. Me, just maybe a link maybe at that point. And then if they bite back, yeah, then you send the next link with the gallery portfolio and the demos and the forms and stuff. Yeah, that would definitely be more efficient for sure.
Responding to the customer with the electronically, like email, or whether they're going to do it.
Oh, the form they're going to fill out, right?
Yeah.
I thought they had that.
They're saying form or forum?
I think it's a form. Yeah, I think. No.
Okay, that didn't help out.
I can't say it. F-O-R-M.
Form, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, the look would be.
Didn't you do that, Dan?
Here. The form is basically the field that is determined by, like I said, take the asterisks. Development gave you guys, so like domain names, all that in the form, and then whatever field sales needs, but we need that information for sure for development to do our job, so you have to have that in the form to get from the client. We're going to repost that, but we just need that information to get the product out, and it'll reduce a lot of, you know, dialogue back and forth, so questions, like get as much as possible of the client feedback. Maybe we'll have to do consultations somehow, you know, touch base more often. Like, I like how Dan, you know, is keeping in touch with Joanne there. You know, keep him abreast of everything. Maybe sometimes if we can time it right, having the customer live on with the sales agent and having the dev team just listen in and just, you know, send questions to the sales agent or something like that. Or, you know, participate in like a group consultation. My bad, nothing. Actually, Mantis for ticketing works, but that's where Dan. What we can just do is as long as you can give me a breakdown, like that form filled out, and send it to me as an email. To like a Mantis somehow can open a parent ticket with that ticket created somehow, and then from there I can do a breakdown, design documentation, whatnot. Yeah, so maybe what we can do is automate the transition. So basically, if the form's filled out, I can synthesize the rest. So as long as there's a blurb for, you know, what the content is on each page, what the color scheme is, all that information, as long as it's like some sort of visual shape, then I think we're awesome. Okay, what?
Rich is fucking flaming.
Well, that's what we did with we took those forms and there's actually the implementation. Chris can describe a bit of a runner of the fields we got.
Dude, even the developers of PHP Collab didn't like it. That's why they quit.